Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Today we're going to talk about what it means to have humility. And by the way, I noticed that I seem to be pretty close to the phone speaker, and I think it's muffled or a little bit, I don't know, close. So I'm trying something different. Let me know if this is better. I was on Relevant Radio yesterday. I replayed it and it sounded so bad because I was talking on my phone normally. And this speaker, I don't know if it's not good or what. But I'm trying something different and being a little bit farther away. Hopefully it's not as close. Anyway, let's talk about humility. I looked up the definition and I was thoroughly disappointed. I can't believe that a dictionary, this was Webster's, used the act of being humble. I was like, are you kidding me? It's like almost using the word to define the word. But there were some others like the act of submission. Others was modesty and meekness were synonyms. And I think in the end, when you really, there was also one that said the lack of thinking one is better than others. That was interesting. And humility is not a weak trait. Humility, actually, if we incorporate it in our lives and ask for it, can be one of the most beautiful and is the basis of all other virtues. It's where everything grows. Because it's at the point of humility where we understand we are human. We aren't perfect. We need God's forgiveness and mercy. We need God's strength. We know who we are in this world, which is God's creation, God's children. And it's beautiful when you find the fact that, okay, wait, I can't do this life myself. Personally, professionally, spiritually, without you, God. So many forget the spiritual aspect of life and expect to have a halfway decent fight at being holy. And it just doesn't work that way. I wish it did. I'd like to be a lot lazier. I'd like to do a lot more of the things that I want to do. And yes, I do battle with prayer. I go through my ups and downs. I do always talk to him, though. And now I am telling you, it is a game changer. I told you about this yesterday. I'm going to repeat this on a few podcasts because not everybody listens to me every day. Coffee. Excuse me. But I have this picture of Jesus on my phone, a huge wallpaper picture. And I have all of my little icons to get into all my different apps that surround him so that, you know, he doesn't have like Facebook on his face. Ba-da-boom. He has nothing. And then he has this beautiful Sacred Heart down at the bottom. But it's one of these like beautiful, beautiful, bright Jesus pictures with two lights that obviously make a cross behind his head and his shoulders. And I'm telling you, you can't miss it when I open and try to unlock my phone. If my husband's around, he is getting a picture of Jesus. Sometimes I hold it up and I say, hello, or I love you, you know, up to him. It's too cute. Okay. Back to humility. It's when we know that we cannot do certain things in our lives, that God has to do it for us. Like forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation. When we, excuse me, reconcile ourselves to God. When we give God our heart, our mind, our body, our soul, and say, we're so sorry, please wipe us clean, fill us with grace and strength that we no longer do what we know we shouldn't do. Like St. Paul, why do I do what I know I shouldn't? Lord, give me your strength. And that's that's the humility. We can't do it ourselves, and we admit it, so we go to him in the sacrament of reconciliation, aka confession, and we rejoin ourselves, our hearts, to his. Through Jesus to the Father, we are united again because sin disconnects us, and then off we go. Oh, excuse me. Gosh. All right. And then off we go onto our day with God, loving him, talking to him, laughing to him, crying out for help, crying out for forgiveness on our knees. But the more we think about him, the more we're going to do the right thing. I mean, it just makes sense, doesn't it? Right? So let's ask for more humility. I like to think about Mary when I think about humility. She gave up her entire life, all the ridicule of everyone thinking that she was pregnant out of marriage, all the times that she saw people ridicule her son and not believe in his words. Oh, that woman. Yet she pondered it all in her heart. She humbly said, do unto me according to thy word. She gave up her life to serve God, to know, to love, and to serve God, which is our purpose. I am sure Mary prayed so much. My goodness, she lived with God. I can't even wait to see what that was all about and how that worked. What an amazing life that must have been. Anyway, so today, humility. Let's humble ourselves. If we don't know something, let's not make it up. Let's admit it to the people around us. Let's humble ourselves with our family and friends to say, Lord, thank you. That's really what thanking and gratitude is all about, is having humility and giving thanks where thanks is due, not taking credit for everything that you have yourself. And God will work in your heart. Humility, humility, humility. It's a beautiful request. Let's request it today a little bit more than we ever have. I love you all. Find something more in God. Have a blessed and inspired day.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.